two, three, four, hop, two, three, four.
Linda Gorham is a storyteller.
I'm a
Her stories, cat, like this one,
a real fat cat,
called The Fat Cat, come alive through sounds, rhythms,
a real fat cat,
and the repetition of words.
Hungry. How about that?
In The Fat Cat, a hungry cat is never satisfied. Gorham is performing this story before more than 100 children in a Virginia community center. She says storytelling is a powerful teaching tool.
I call it teaching without preaching. I don't say a story, tell a story, and then at the end say, now here's what you needed to learn. My feeling is that the message should be in the story, and if the story is well crafted, you're going to get it.
See them engaged. Exactly.
Linda Sullivan is president of the Arts Council of Virginia's Fairfax County. It organizes storytelling performances for school children countywide.
They learn by being engaged and not just being talked to, but asked to respond and participate.
Storytellers use a variety of tools to spin their yarns, like theater, dance, and song.
Hansel woke up to see the old, old woman.
Gail Nemec is also a storyteller. She too was recruited by Fairfax County Schools. She says her stories are like short plays and are heavy on character development.
If you're doing the witch, you need to change your voice and make her sound rather, you know, witchy,
and figure out what kind of motions and how her body might be. If you're doing a story which is perhaps an angel, I would work on making it softer and smoother and, oh, look at that wonderful thing.
Somehow they heard their grandparents above the rushing.
Nemec says stories can sometimes help children who have learning disabilities. One of her stories, about elephants, helped a child who had problems with speech and language.
So the mommy elephant said, what do you think we should do? And the father elephant said, I think we should cross to the other side of the river. Hearing that kind of thing, the child started to understand that he could speak. It's overwhelming. That he could speak. And he started participating more and speaking more in his conversation because he was hearing this storytelling going back and forth.
But mouse knew.
Storytellers like Linda Gorham say they know instantly if their audiences are hooked. On this day,
and I'm real hungry. How about that?
The Fat Cat was a winner.
I never heard of the story before. It sounded very cool with the songs. Everybody wanted to do it.
I like that you can like imagine it instead of just looking at the pictures of the book.
Gorham says storytelling can teach even young children how to communicate in an engaging and persuasive way.
Up and back, plus Jack and Matt are best friends.
And that's a skill for life. For writer Faiz El Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus. VOA News, Washington.
Had a friend named Matt, and Matt had a friend named Jack.